I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. We are your hosts. I'm professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, and we have the unprofessional beauty junkie Lindsay Kelk
in the house.
I am unprofessional as they come. We're so unprofessional, we're laid on a sofa covered in poppies.
That's about as good as life gets right now, considering the circumstances, I'd say. And there's some Cadbury's cream eggs in the other room.
Oh, life is sometimes somewhat moderately okay. I feel like we should just start by saying this is not going to be dedicated to the coronavirus.
I'm calling it the C word. It's the new C word. I like the original C word much
You'll
better.
You'll hate this one. Yeah, obviously it's something everyone's very anxious about, something we're very anxious about, very conscious of and aware of. We're not going to make it the focus of the episode because we all know about it, right? So we need a little minutes break.
Yeah.
So that's what this is. This is your little minutes break.
Yeah, we're the escapism today. But we do hope you're all staying safe and
washing
well
those hands a lot and social distancing, perhaps with your favourite podcast.
Yeah.
You will hear us sniffing and coughing. We've both got allergies.
Yeah.
We are both fine. We swear it. This is not the Donald Trump excuses where we're like, I'm totally fine. I'm because fine, it's nothing. We've both got allergies. We love you very much. We hope everyone's staying very safe. For our main feature today, we're going to be answering your questions.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Let's have a chat.
Love a chat.
Love a chat.
Love a chat and a puppy. And before that, we've got some new news.
New news.
So should we have a
Let's have a little look.
First thing that I would like to talk about, because I'd like your opinion, Ms. Hadfield, is the new luxury palettes from Charlotte Tilbury in super blue, green lights, copper charge and mesmerizing maroon. I don't know if this accent's going to be acceptable.
No, well, we've had words about our accents, so let's not go there.
I'm sure the person that doesn't enjoy American accents is listening, because apparently she does listen, even though she hates our American accents. We're sorry.
Loves the podcast, but hates our accents.
We're sorry that our American accents have offended you. We can't help it. We live in near the valley, and it's really hard.
Well, and every time I'm around American people, they start saying, the loo! So,
I know.
It's tricky.
They brought it on themselves. But we apologise for our accents. They're terrible. Just try and power through it. How are you feeling about these new palettes?
I really like it. I mean, I love the originals. I mean, I think I have every single shade of the originals in my pro kit. And to be honest, sometimes I forget I've got them because, again, there's so much newness. Yep. But I do love that there's no crappy applicators, no weird sponges. I like the packaging. And the colours I have, I really enjoy. So I'm glad that she's, like, extending it. The blue one looks amazing.
Yeah, that sparkly blue in the bottom left corner looks bonkers.
I want them.
The green one looks really exciting too to me.
Yeah.
I'm less interested in the maroon and the copper maybe just because I feel like
yeah, I've got stuff similar to that. That's fine.
But the green and the blue look absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Very into these. There's also matching Eye Color Magic liner duos with a matte end on one and a metallic on the other.
Oh, I like that.
Pencils. So that's exciting. And the Feline Flick liquid eyeliner pen is back in black and brown.
I love a brown liquid liner. She loves a brown, but especially a liquid liner.
Yeah.
If you haven't tried brown liquid liner, try it and watch your life change.
You changed my life. That's all
it's
I use.
So
now.
Good.
I never use black
it's
anymore.
So much softer. And I bet on you, it makes your eyes look really blue.
I love it. Yeah. I use the KVD Vegan Beauty to give it its new full and proper name. Kat Von D. Tattoo liner. I use the KVD now that it's no longer
Kat Von D. I like the M Cosmetics one for me. Yeah. The M Cosmetics one. And I love M Cosmetics because you can choose whether you have a felt tip or a brush tip.
Oh.
And I think that's very clever to make a brand or to make a product where it's like, I know some people really love felt tip pens.
Yeah.
I don't, because I feel like you can never get to the end of the flick and it not run out of ink.
Fair enough.
And I just think a brush is like it's a nicer edge. But everyone's got a preference and you get both.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. Hashtag not sponge, just love.
Hashtag not sponge, just love. Hashtag just love.
Hashtag just love.
I also have some love for these new products coming from Fenty Beauty.
Oh, I do too.
Yes, these will be out, I believe, mid-April we're looking at for these. And it is cream blushes and cream bronzers.
Do you know what I love more than brown eyeshadow?
Is it a cream bronzer?
She loves a cream.
She loves a cream.
She loves a cream.
She loves a cream. These look really nice. The bronzer palettes look massive, which is exciting.
But the shades are good, right?
The shades are really nice. Yeah, there's, I think, 6 or 7 shades.
I like that.
Seven shades.
I like that. Bronzer for everyone.
And the lightest shade they have is actually the amber shade that they do in the matchstick. And that's my cream contour of choice. If I'm going to cream contour, I use the Fenty Beauty Amber Stick.
I'm very happy to hear that.
But I already have it in a stick. So do I want it in a little pan that I'm going to stick my fingers in? Maybe not.
Probably not. But I mean, I love that it's
there. I love that it's there.
Yeah.
And the cream blushes look absolutely
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the colours look stunning.
Yeah. And I do like her packaging.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's cute.
And it's nice. And it feels very her. So I'm very into these.
It's a nice
these
extension
colours are exciting.
Of the line.
Yeah, love a cream. Love a cream.
Loves a cream.
Excited about that. Have you had any strong feelings about this new mascara from Anastasia Beverly Hills?
Well, I haven't tried it, but didn't you say it's similar to another well-known mascara?
The packaging. This was called out on our Facebook group and also all over the internet. The packaging on this, it seems like a bit of an unfortunate sitch for Anastasia Beverly Hills. It's called the Lash Brag Volumizing Mascara. We haven't tried it, so we cannot speak to how good it is. I've seen great reviews. I know Ree reviewed it on reallyree.com, and she loves a good mascara. I always trust Ree's guidance on a mascara. The issue that came about was that the packaging is eerily similar to the Fenty mascara that came out earlier this year. Right. Like, worryingly similar to the point of it's practically identical. A lot of people shouted on this and was like, oh my god, this is such a ripoff. There's no way. Like, the lead time on designing and creating and putting together packaging, there's no way they could have put this together. Ronnie, please meet new Full Coverage pup, who is very against packaging plagiarism.
He can hear either the postman or Pad. He's not sure. He still gets very riled up at the small. He's still not sure about his mirror reflection either.
Ronnie, it's not another doggy. It's you.
It's all right. It's not another doggy.
Don't you snort at me.
You're okay.
You're totally fine.
Come on.
We might hear from Ronald.
Yeah, you might hear the odd Ronnie-ism.
But yeah, basically, it's just not possible that they could have knock together this packaging in the time between Fenty coming out and this coming out. What I do think is weird that no one at Sephora mentioned it, because like, Sephora would have seen both of them when they were in testing and in trialing and in concept stage. So it's like, no one at Sephora went, do you know what? We've got one that's like dead similar.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's not anyone's fault. It's just packaging.
Yeah.
Let's
and these,
not
sometimes
pretend,
you know, brands do follow trends.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and let's not pretend that Lash Paradise and Too Faced Better Than Sex aren't very similar.
Take it with a pinch of salt.
And that is more of a straight ripoff. So,
yes.
You know, I mean, I hear it's great mascara. If you're in the market for one, I wouldn't say don't try it. I personally prefer not to spend luxe mascara budgets these days.
Same. I'm generally a Maybelline girl for my mascaras, or a Bourjois,
or a
L'Oreal.
Paradise.
We all know how I feel about Lash Paradise.
Lash Paradise.
Do you know what? I forgot. I've got one more actually in my thing.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
God,
oh, it's
dream.
Like Christmas.
Get it up. And
well, on a more affordable price point, ColourPop Cosmetics has a new line called, well, I say line, new kind of launch called Making Mauves. In America, we say mauves. In England, we say mauves.
Mauves.
Right?
Yeah, making mauves, making $1 million mauves. That's a deep cut wrestling reference. And I apologize to everyone out there who doesn't
Lindsay,
know
I feel like this looks very you.
Yeah,
the colours,
it's really nice.
It's very like cool toned. Mauves. But
mauves.
The blushes mauves almost remind me a little bit as well of the Patrick Tarr monogram. Not monogram. What
the
is
monochrome.
It? Monochrome. That's the one.
Yeah.
Colors are really pretty. There's lip products, blushes, some of the Super Shock, and then there's a little palette as well. So I think that's a nice one. Quite nice, like spring kind of soft lilac.
One of the glosses called Getting Figgy With It.
I like that.
Yeah, this has got my name all over it. Not
this
literally.
It's very Lindsay Kelk.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I've just thought of the best new news we've ever had.
Oh my God, what's that?
That someone mocked up a Lindsay Kelk iHeart palette.
They did.
Can we make that a real thing?
Probably not.
If anyone listening to our podcast like works in product design or product production, makes that happen.
It was lovely.
Be a love.
Someone made it for me for World Book Day. They sent it to me and said,
so
I've done
nice.
This. Is it okay? And I was like, it's very okay.
We need to make that happen.
Yeah, it was an iHeart New York eyeshadow palette, and all the colours were named after things in the book, and it was just dead lovely. And actually, the palette was beautiful.
It looks like I know.
100% buy this palette.
I was like, can we just, even if we just make one each, so we have one each, yeah. I want one.
I did genuinely think about like mocking one up. Like, I'm like, I could do this.
Yeah. Like, well, that hat to be included in new news because I think that's brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, no, it was absolutely gorgeous. On my Instagram, go check it out. Also, to the complete other end of the spectrum for new news price range, there's a new Dyson product. I find the Dyson products dead weird.
Because I haven't really tried.
So expensive.
Yeah. I think the thing is, from friends, so obviously I work in the industry with a lot of hair artists, many of whom use the Dyson products and happily endorse them. I think for me, friends who are not in the industry who have brought products, the ones that have been the most impressive brought ones that brought the hair dryer. They were like, the thing is, it dries your hair so quickly. It weighs nothing. Like my sister, for example, got one for her birthday 1 year and she's like, it is a game changer.
Yeah.
So I know the one that I wasn't sure about was the curly wavy one.
Yes, the air styler.
But this I'm interested in, Lindsay, because it's cordless.
It is. It's a Coral hair straightener, which is cordless, can work for up to 30 minutes. A 70 minutes gives you 30 minute charge. Which is not a load of time, but more than enough. When I think about how long I actually spend.
I mean, in the future,
spend,
this is how it's all going to be, isn't it? Everything will be cordless.
And I've got really fine hair, so I could do 30 minutes.
Easy,
yeah. And then you can plug it in
recharge,
if you need longer. Yeah. Like, if you need to use it plugged in.
Oh, is it at the same time?
Yeah, you can do that. But in America, it's $500.
Oofy.
It's $500-y dues.
That's a lot of moolah. I mean, I guess the thing is, it's luxury end of the market. It's going to be some, I think I've heard that this actually can be on settings as well that damage your hair less. There's lots of benefits.
It's got a bunch of different heat settings. It's got an air safe mode, so it's got a lock so it won't turn on in your hand luggage. It's got floating plates that stop some of the damage. It's got really clever plates made of like a billion different metals that are specially designed to conduct heat safely. It's got a platinum temperature gauge, so it checks the temperature of it at like 100 times a second, so it doesn't do anything crazy. But it's also a hair straightener.
Yeah,
and it's $500.
It is. And I think this is one of those products, it's a great example of beauty that is, you don't need it, but if this is something you use every day and you can afford it and it's in your budget, treat yourself.
I'm sure
you won't be disappointed, but it's not to say it's an essential. It's not to 100%. Say you can't go and buy a great hair straightener for $30. You know, I think that's the moral
of the
story.
I've been using my GHDs for literally 10 years.
Yeah.
And they are still banging. Yeah. And I think I probably did pay about $250 for those.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing. Is this a hair straightener that you buy it once and never need to buy another one?
Yeah.
Time will tell. I mean, that's
time
the thing I get as well, that sometimes when you pay a higher price point, you're paying something to last longer.
But then I think about the amount of times my Dyson hair dryer, my Dyson vacuum cleaner has been a right pain in the ass.
I agreed. I bought a Dyson and I was literally at that scene on The Royal Family where she's like, oh, Jim, a Dyson. I felt really excited and then realized that while it says it lasts 30 minutes, that is an absolute beep load of beep.
And then for ages, mine kept cutting out for no, and I couldn't work it out and I had to like go on the internet and find a YouTube video.
You get 10 minutes, people. Yeah. If that, it's like 8.5.
I think
they lie.
If I was going to pull the trigger on anything on a Dyson, it would be the hairdryer.
Yeah, me too.
But
I think
even
that's
then,
what...
I'm like, my hair dries so fast.
My hair dry as well.
Yeah, I know. Most of the time, me too. But anyway,
if you've tried it, let us know.
Fascinated, yeah. One more thing I wanted to talk about from Boscia. Do you say Boscia, Boschia, Boscia?
I mean, Boscia? The first one makes me chuckle.
Boscia.
I don't know why. Boscia.
Boscia. Boscia. Bish, bash, Boscia. They're not going to thank us for this.
You know what I was going to say? I was like, Harry, keep it PC. Yeah, there's more children at home right now.
It's true. They're listening. We'll get done. We'll get done. So Boscia, Boscia, maybe it's Boscia, Boscia.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, Boscia, Boscia, Boscia. It's so hot. Like,
oh, I think it might be Boscia.
If it was a dinosaur, I feel like it would be Boscia.
No, I think
like
it's
a Boscia.
I've got a feeling it's Boscia.
It's so hard
I've got
to
a feeling.
What a silly name.
I don't think it's Boscia.
Boschiosaurus sent us some of their new serums to try. So I can't report back on the efficacy of the serum yet. We haven't been using them long enough to really know anything. But they have got a vegan collagen booster serum. They have got a vitamin B12 hydration booster serum and a vitamin C with caviar lime booster serum. The one I have to say I'm most interested in here is the vegan collagen booster serum, because it is vegan collagen. And while we love our collagen serum, we love our QMS, we do. It is not vegan. And we have been asked time and time again for a vegan alternative. And I haven't been able to suggest one because I genuinely don't know one. So I'm really curious to try this and see how it plays out. It's got amla extract, vegetable collagen, and a seaweed tripeptide. So that looks nice. And I really love the packaging. It's like this really nice matte opaque plastic, so you can't see through it. It's airtight completely. I really love it. So I'm into that. I think it's $46 in the States, which seems like a pretty reasonable price for a serum these days.
Nice.
She says, going up. But yeah, that feels like it for new news. Does that feel like it for new news?
I think that's a lot of new news.
I just feel like there's always loads of news. The other thing just to mention again, we're not going to go coronavirus crazy, but this is just like common sense. Loads of makeup, like Sephora, I know MAC counters across the UK, Estee Lauder have sent out a company-wide email saying they're moving into no-touch environments. So they're taking away testers. They're not offering makeup in-store, makeup lessons and doing your face. Because like it's not ideal right now.
No, it's not.
What are we not meant to be doing? Touching our faces. What are we not meant to be doing? Touching things other people have touched, then touching our faces. What is it you do at Sephora? Literally that. So I just think if you're shopping for makeup or anything right now, like, just be clever about it. Just be safe. Don't go into shops and like mull things and put it all over your face, because you don't know who did it before you. You don't know that they've got 8 bottles of hand sanitizer in their handbag like I have. You just don't know. So we're just saying be careful and be clever. That's all I want to say. Just don't get upset if you go into MAC and like they won't put lipstick on you. It's not because they don't like you.
No, it's all good. And by the time this goes out, we may be in a completely different situation anyway to what we are right now. So who knows?
Yeah. It's a lot can happen in 4 days.
A lot can happen in 4 days, literally.
I mean,
as it already has.
Like, think about it. But yeah, that's just something to keep in mind. But hopefully everyone's staying safe and they weren't planning to go to MAC for a makeover. Who can say?
Some fun with makeup on your own at home.
Yeah, exactly. This is a banging
shop
time to just sit at home and shop your stash.
Yeah, perfect.
Like, yeah, I think there's...
Do your nails, do your pedicure. Oh,
do you know, inspired by yourself, I bought a gel manicure set. This is my own home gel manicure.
That looks really good, Lindsay.
I'm dead proud of it. I meant to text you and
well
I did
done.
It. It was because
game changer.
Of you. Yeah, so maybe do that.
Nice, yeah, do that.
Do your nails.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. And we will now be treating you by answering your questions. Did you like that?
That was a great segue.
Right after this break, we'll be back answering your questions in a Ask Us Anything. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, we're answering questions.
Let's do it.
We're answering questions. Right. First question is from Erin Smith. What's your current skincare routine on a typical day, start to finish?
I mean, cleansing, I love my QMS cream. I mean, cleanser, actually, I rotate around. I wouldn't say that's my one thing that I'm
morning
not really...
Morning cleanse, what are you
morning
using?
Morning cleanse, either my QMS or I've got the Beauty Pie one, the one in the black bottle, I can't remember what it's called.
I've got that one
and I've also got the Elemis Pre Collagen Cleansing Balm. What else have I got? And then toner, I like my QMS spray. I mean, I do use a lot of the QMS stuff still. I find that's really good. I like my go-to skincare. I like like those exfoliating pads. They have these things called exfoliating swipies that are really good. And then at the minute, I've had more breakouts than normal. So I'm actually trying a couple of new things that I feel like I can't really say how what difference I've seen yet because I've literally just started using them. But I am trying the... how do you say it? Is it Melanin and Gertz? Yeah, I'm never sure who pronounced the last part, but it's their acne treatment that you literally just like stick on top of the spots. Trying that in the evening, I do rotate with the... I'm really into the Biossence lactic acid at the minute.
Me too.
Yes, I love that. So I've been enjoying that. And then I do rotate with different serums depending on what my skin is needing. Yep. And I usually finish with my QMS moisturizer.
Yeah. Mine is pretty straightforward at the moment because I've talked about this a bunch in the last few weeks. I come off my spironolactone acne medication. So my skin is acting up. Been a lot greasier while it rebalances itself, I guess. So I've been using the Elemis Seeker Calm Foam Cleanser in the morning, which I really, really like. Nice. It's very light, but it still feels hydrating enough that it's just like a rinse off niceness. Nice. Then I'll still use my vitamin C in the morning, either the Drunk Elephant vitamin C or the Garden of Wisdom, which I really, really like, followed by QMS collagen and then a moisturizer. What am I using mostly for moisturizer at the moment? I've been using up my Dr. Loretta. I also love that Beauty Pie. Skin, the moisturizer and the white tube that's really nice. And then an SPF. At the minute, I'm using the Dr. Loretta, which I really, really like. Then at night, I am mostly getting in there first with Elemis Cleansing Balm. Tis my favorite. Then second cleanse will either be, actually, again, maybe the Seeker Calm, which is really nice, the Elemis Seeker Calm Cleansing Foam, or the Decree cleanser, which is really, really nice. I think it's probably more spendy than it needs to be for a cleanser, but it feels good for acne. It's kind of a clay base. Oh, nice. So it definitely feels like it's better for an oilier skin. And then same as you, I'm sort of switching and changing for what I need. So I've been using the Biossence lactic acid serum a lot. I really, really like it. Yeah, definitely comparable to a good jeans type thing.
For me, like I needed to get some good jeans and I kind of hadn't got around to doing it. And when that got sent through the PR box, I was just like, ooh.
Yeah,
I'm really good. Ready to try that.
That
really
and impressed. The Elemis lactic acid serum, they're both really, really good. It's nice to see some new lactic acid serums coming out.
Love me some lactic acid.
We've all been relying on good genes for so long.
Yes.
Nice to see something else. I've been using that because of the breakouts and because of the congestion. That's really nice. And then I still use my retinol serum on my neck because my neck is an old lady neck and it needs it. I'm using an Elemis eye cream at the moment, just like a gel formula. It's one of those, I won't even recommend it because it's one of those stupid expensive ones.
Oh, I know what you mean with the silver lid.
So it's for skin's much older than mine and I do not need anything that intense. And I don't believe anyone listening to this podcast needs it. It's so expensive, but I'm using it because I don't believe in waste.
Yes.
And then on top of that, the QMS Night Collagen.
Yeah, love
and,
me the Night Collagen.
Pro Collagen Marine Cream. Because when my skin is acting up, that is always the moisturizer that sorts me out. Yeah, because it's light enough not to bog my skin down. It makes me so happy. I loves it.
We loves it.
That's it. That's about it for the minute.
That's it.
Yeah, trying not to go over the top. Cara Williams says, what are your current holy grail can't live without products? Or if there's just one, a bronzer, because she really needs to know about bronzer.
I feel like I've been going back through a phase while my skin's been playing up a bit more actually of, and the weather keeps changing in LA. I've actually got back into like powder based bronzers and blushes. And I recently discovered the Bare Minerals. I can't remember if it's called the Warm Bronze or I think there's only one tone, but they actually make it in a liquid and a powder bronze.
Nice.
And it has a lot of olive in it. So it's really, really good for giving you like a really natural looking tan. So yeah. I would highly recommend that.
Okay. Yeah, I can't recommend a bronzer. So it's literally no point. As for current products that I can't live without, what am I using a lot of? That's hard to say. The Dior concealer I'm using a lot
of
at the moment.
You got your right shade now, didn't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's my one thing I couldn't live without. Though. It's my thing I'm using a lot. The one thing I couldn't live without is probably Dior Lip Glow always, which is so dull.
That is your holy grail,
though.
I'm
sorry, you guys, but it's what I need to live.
No, you're keeping it real, Lindsay. Don't apologise.
Yeah, there are products that I just think it would take something
Yeah.
Major, like the KVD Beauty cake liners.
Yes, they're amazing.
It would take something really drastic to replace those.
Yeah.
The Hourglass Micro Arch Brow Pencil, it would take something really amazing to replace that.
Oh, you've just reminded me what I think I would add to mine.
Oh, what's
sorry
that?
To interrupt, but no, I may forget it because I am a nana.
Devastated.
Something that I keep going back to, so you guys know I love my M Cosmetics brow cream, and if I'm really in a rush, that's my go-to day brow. But I have to say, my kind of like, oh, I've got a little bit more time to do my makeup. My current favorite thing is using like a brow pencil, like the Hourglass ones, or I really like the high definition one by Revitalash. They do like a cool brown shade that's really good for my complexion. And then I use the Schwarzkopf Got To Be Glued hair gel. And if you've tried soap brows and you feel like, I don't get it, doesn't work on my brows, you need this in your life. It's better than any clear brow gel you can buy. No stickiness, no white bits. Like, you can keep going back over it and it will last all day long. Excellent. In place. And I can't live without them in it.
That's exciting.
Love it.
Good to know. I'm going to butcher this name. Apologies in advance. Malgorzata Baruch wants to know, are the Gucci lipsticks any good?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what
they're
I was really going to
say.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Sorry. I think all the Gucci makeup is good.
Have you tried the new mascara yet?
No. So when they first came out, which was it 2 years ago? No, it was longer. I mean,
the very first range they brought out was a while back.
Yeah. I remember when they very first launched and I had a mix of different lipsticks. I think I had some of the eyeshadows. If you go back on my YouTube channel, there's definitely videos of me using it, but everything I tried, I loved.
Yeah.
Packaging was gorgeous. It performed amazingly. And I think the new stuff they're bringing out now, it's like the perfect time. I'm really excited for what they're going to do.
I'm obsessed with the new packaging.
So good.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. And it just, I know it's spenny.
And it's a treat. It's a big treat. Yeah.
But
it's
like, I was at brunch with one of my friends a couple of weeks ago and she got one of the lipsticks out. And just the look on her face when she pulled it out to show
pure
me.
Pure joy.
So happy. Also, it looked beautiful on her. And she was using it as a blush and an eyeshadow as well. Oh, as directed by the lady on the counter. So that means they have great counter staff.
Yeah.
And they picked the right colour for her. Yeah. And she loved it. So that's, if that's not worth $50 that you had in your pocket, I'm not saying put it on your credit card. I agree with Nadine. Let's never go into debt for beauty. But if you've got $50 to spend on a spenny beautiful lipstick, the joy on my friend's face
was worth it.
Worth every penny.
Yeah.
Piper Overbow says, do you have a favorite Sephora to shop in LA? This is a specific question, one I'm happy to answer. Where do you have a Sephora you go to? I shop online a lot.
I was going to say, I'm much more of an online person. I mean, I do love it if I'm in an area where like, oh, Sephora, I'll go to town and like have fun in there. But I'm not picky. I prefer the ones that have Pat McGrath and like the full range.
Yes.
I find the tiny ones, although sometimes the tiny ones are good to find like the out of stock stuff.
That's what I was going to say. The closest one to me is at the Americana in Glendale, and they are usually pretty good for still having stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's not central, so it doesn't get picked over by tourists. Like the major one at Hollywood and Highland, even the new massive one at the Grove that's terrifying. Firstly, there was massive ones that pump music like it's a fucking club. I can't bear it. Like, it's too much. I can't be in there. It honestly makes me want to have a fit. There's one in New York on Times Square that genuinely brought me out in like a panic attack. I was like, I had to get outside.
I was like when Topshop started having DJs. I was like, why? I just want to buy shoes.
Yeah, like, I need a DJ.
I'm a Nana
who
just wants shoes.
Nana wanted a pair of Jamies in a 28 leg. It's like, leave me alone. I can't bear the loud ones, but I really like the one at the Americana in Glendale. I've been going to one in Studio City quite a lot lately, which is pretty good because it's so chill. It's little, but it's very chill.
Yeah.
And there's a frozen yogurt place next door and a Trader Joe's. So everyone's a winner.
You can tick all the boxes in one go.
But yeah, I tend to avoid the big ones. Like the one in Santa Monica, it's nice, but
it's pretty big.
It gets picked over all the time. And sometimes I feel like those bigger ones, the staff aren't that keen to help you.
But then it's funny, isn't it? Because I'm still quite English about staff helping me in that I'm very much like, if I want help, I'll go ask for it.
Yeah, same.
Which I know is not an American thing. That's not an American thing. American.
But also, I'm going to go through those drawers underneath the shelves
myself. I am.
And I don't like it when they come over and go, can I help you? I'm like, no, fuck off.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm going through your
drawers. I've got this.
I've literally
saved
you a job.
Watch a professional.
I've saved
you a job. Find what she needs.
Yeah. It's my favourite when you ask them if they have something and they say no and you're like,
found it.
You've not looked. Because most of the time I used to work retail, so I know how annoying it is when a customer thinks they know better than you.
Oh, me too.
Because I know what's in my stockroom. But quite often they'll say like, oh no, we've not got any more of that. What's out is what's out. And then like they go away. You immediately pull the drawer open underneath
just
the shelf.
Check.
And it's totally there.
Yeah,
it's
like,
totally
just
there.
Just to check.
Anyway. I think this is Aisha. I can't tell if it's an I or an L because I'm blind. Aisha Parker says, where am I going wrong with setting powder? I feel like I lose my glow and makes what was an even base look cakey.
Okay, interesting.
Makeup artist, tell us.
Okay, well, I think first of all, it would depend what you're putting underneath. I think depending on how kind of like glowy your foundation is as well, like if that's picking up, if that's very, very like highly emollient, then maybe it's kind of like, if it's looking cakey, to me, it sounds like there's either too much of everything. It could be the powder you're using. I mean, I definitely think something very, very finely milled is really beneficial. My current favorite, my pro kit is the Biteri, the Hydra powder. Ooh. I love that. I find that is so undetectable on the skin. If you need just that kind of soft focus, it's very, very good. I love the Shiseido ones as well. Love the Hourglass one. I would maybe even give your foundation, like, you know, kind of do your foundation, then go do your eyes and then powder at the very end, just so you can let everything sit a bit. If it is looking cakey as well and you feel like you've already done it and then you're like, oh, how do I go back? That's where I think a setting spray can be quite good, just to kind of like take the edge off the makeup, you know. And another good trick is if you ever feel like your makeup looks too heavy and cakey, just remove what's on your nose. Sometimes just removing off your nose is like an optical illusion, and it kind of makes everything, you can see like real skin, so it just pushes it back a bit.
That's a good tip.
There you go.
That's a very good tip. Amanda Jones wants to know, what's a beauty product that surprised you the most? Either something you thought you would love but hated, or vice versa?
Oh, I feel like you need to go first. I've got to think
it's so
about
hard.
This.
I know, it's really hard because I rarely hate anything because I love stuff. The thing I've been most disappointed by, and I really thought I would love it because I was so inclined to love it, I think were the Fenty eyeshadow palettes. Okay. I was just so disappointed.
See, I love them.
I just think they're so sheer and pointless.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think they're a real letdown. Yeah.
It's funny how the makeup artist said that to me.
I just don't think they're good enough. I think they should be a 10 and they are like a 6. They're a better product from like Elf.
Yeah.
She's always let me down with powder eyeshadows from Rihanna. I will say that.
I remember the
Galaxy palette was really disappointing. The Moroccan Spice palette was really disappointing.
Yeah.
I thought these would be really, really great and they are like just okay.
Yeah. Oh, I've got two actually, and I can think from either way. So in terms of like shocked me and being disappointed.
Yes.
And this is going to be controversial because everyone says they love it, is the Summer Fridays mask.
Oh, it did nothing for me.
I did nothing. I mean, maybe I have to use it loads.
The jet lag.
Yeah. Everyone goes nuts about it. And I brought the trial size. I was like, well, I don't want to buy the big one. And I thought, you know, I'll use it when I'm traveling.
Yeah.
And I tried it at home first. And I was like, it literally absorbed into my skin so quickly that I was like, you guys know I love the Sicily Black Rose mask. And yes, that's expensive, but it genuinely delivers. Yeah. Like, it really works. And, you know, I was like, okay, for the travel sizing, it was like $25 or something. So I was like, okay, this is like a fair price point. And I was just like, I don't get it.
I was waiting for... Yeah, I think it's a little bit of style over substance.
Yeah, I think is it that thing? I mean, well, so there's that. But then on the other hand, in terms of things that surprise me in a good way, Victoria Beckham Beauty.
Yay.
Because I feel like she did the Estee Lauder one first and I loved the first collection. Then she did a second collection with them and I was a bit like, meh, I think you should have stopped at one. And then this, love the eyeshadow bricks. The eye kohl pencil is amazing. I haven't tried the creams yet because I know everyone's going to ask me about the Augustus... Yep.
Augustinos Beda.
That's the one. You're always good at your sayings.
What's dead good? The company the PR company that represents Augustinos Beda contacted us because they heard us talking about him and said, talk to the PR about Augustinos Beda because you mentioned him. And then they just didn't reply to us.
Oh, well.
But anyway.
I was very impressed with the makeup. I thought the stuff... And I also like that she didn't come out with like a full-blown line. It's been very curated. I think she is ticking a lot of boxes. She's doing the whole like sustainability clean, you know, the boxes. I know. But for whatever reason, I think more people will enjoy buying her stuff.
Yes.
So, and I do think it wasn't style over substance. I think everything she did as a makeup artist, I was really impressed with.
Style and substance.
You get both.
Yeah.
I want both.
I'm trying to buy... Things that I've been pleasantly surprised by. Definitely the Dream Liquid Foundation from Maybelline that I've been banging on about.
I need to try this. I keep seeing it on your Instagram.
I have never had so many messages from people.
Really?
This
What's
is like
comparable
wild
to?
Photo focus all over again. It's very comparable to the La Mer Soft Fluid.
No,
it's
she
very
didn't.
Yes, it's comparable to the NARS Radiant.
What?
It's very soft focus, dewy, pretty
coverage.
Liquid coverage. Yeah, decent, really good coverage.
Interesting.
Really nice. Just so many people message me and they're like, it's so great. And one person was like, oh, my boyfriend was like, what have you done to your face? And it's like, that's, you know, that's a good one.
I've got one more.
Oh, what's that?
Can't stop me now.
I know. Can't stop.
Yeah, sorry. And also I want to mention this because I think it's a great one for like makeup artists and beauty lovers, and it's affordable, which we love. Have you seen the Alexis Stone palette by Makeup Revolution?
No.
It's not new, but I don't think it is. It's, I find as makeup artists, and maybe you guys find this as well, to find like a beautiful, well-executed, super colourful eyeshadow palette that's all mattes is near impossible. So yeah, so the Alexis Stone palette is brilliant because how they've done it is literally like kind of like reds, and then it's like deep red, lighter red, lighter red. So it goes down sort of degrees of like the tone. Smart. Then there's like your blues, then your yellows, then your greens, your pinks, your purple, and they are vibrant.
Yeah.
And I think this palette cost me like $25.
Yeah.
And it is a big old palette, like a huge palette. So I wanted to mention that because yes, bright, bold colours aren't for everyone, but perhaps you want to play with colour and you want options, but you don't want to spend a lot of money on it because it's something you're going to dip in and out of. This gives you like everything you need to create fun looks. Yeah. So
I feel like I'm just on a roll now for hating on stuff. So
I know, go
stop.
On. She's got a phone out. She's going for
everything
it.
Everything Tarte. No, those Tarte Blender Fall things that were an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, I just...
Monstrous.
I keep waiting for it to do something that's going to blow my mind and I'm waiting.
I know, the palette was like... I mean, I didn't go with the palette. I know you thought the palette was fine.
I like the palette, but again, it wasn't blowing my mind amazing.
And the glitters were just like all over your face.
Standard glitter,
Like, this is disappointing. The Blender Falls, I think they were called, were absolutely atrocious. And then it turned out they all fell apart in the wash. So, Tati is really disappointing. But on a more positive note, Jeffree Star products.
Love Jeffree Star products.
Because I just think for so long I avoided it. Because like we're not going to get into the morals or the ethical decisions of Jeffree Star today. We're talking product alone. And I just avoided it for so long because I just thought it was going to be YouTuber nonsense.
It's good.
It's so good. Everything I've ever had from him has been so good. The Red Rum liquid lip was like the first real red liquid lip that changed my mind. That I was like, oh, hello.
I think it's the eyeshadows. And they're
the
such
eyeshadow
big pans.
Palettes are insane.
And now I've figured out how to depot them, so I'm even happier. I've had such an education in depotting.
I want to know how you depot them because they are monstrous.
I'm going
to
show you later.
Do you have to hack them apart or is there a magical
way?
No heat
needed.
Oh.
But you literally decide. Not hacking, no. Okay. It's very, you have to peel each layer.
Oh.
But it's actually quite relaxing and you see, I mean, it gives you a lot of education as to how these paper things are made.
Oh, yeah.
But it's literally bit by bit by bit until the eyeshadows just like reveal themselves like a beautiful flower.
Oh my God.
I'm going to show you later because it's well fun just to show someone.
You guys. It's like basically we're talking about
porn. We'll put it on Instagram.
Excellent. Alexandra Munier wants to know someone's makeup you admire that is very different from your own aesthetic.
Oh, that's a good question.
Or a regular person.
It's
a tough one.
That is a tough one.
I think I would probably go with like a Lucy Boynton. Where it's someone just doing something really fun.
Yes, I think Lucy definitely, like, and I love what Joe Baker does.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I probably wouldn't go with that, but I love it on her.
Joe Baker's work is always lovely. I mean... Wait, was the question who's not like what you do or not?
It's very different from your own aesthetic.
Very different from your own. I mean, I always think like people like Oprah look amazing. Like it's not, it's probably a bit, but then she's Oprah, like she can do anything.
Yeah.
And then also like, I just genuinely love drag queen makeup. Like it's not, I wouldn't do it on myself or like, it's not my style, but I can also appreciate a really good beat and be like, like I said, it's totally not what I do. But when I see other people do it and execute it really well, I'm like, that is a skill. It's an art form.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Michelle Cardoon wants to know beauty trend predictions for the year ahead.
Okay, well that's pretty easy.
I mean,
clean beauty, sustainable, and CBD. Done. Yeah. Next question.
I know. It's interesting though because it's like everyone's like no single use things and let's get rid of it. But now with coronavirus, everyone wants single use things.
Oh yeah, pass the box of tissues. Yeah,
I'm interested to see how Corona's going. I think it is going to affect things because obviously with most beauty
bamboo straws. That's not happening anymore. You can't give your straws back to recycle.
This is a terrible. Sorry, I apologize to everyone listening. I was at lunch with my friend the other week, and they came around with our glasses of soda and my friend was like, can I get a straw? And they were like, we only give out straws on request. And he was like, yeah, I'm requesting one. I don't want fucking coronavirus. And I was like, oh my God, if it's fuck the turtles or fuck myself, I don't know. I love the turtles. I absolutely don't want the turtles to die, but I also don't want coronavirus off this mucky glass.
It's
hard to say. It's going to have an impact because it's going to have an impact on trade. And so much of China is shut down.
Yeah.
And so much product comes out of China.
Well, even one of my course students for Level Up, but we had a giveaway. They could win a Glamcore light. And the winner has won the competition, and when I contacted Glamcore, they were like, at the minute we can't get any more lights out because no one's in the factory to make them. So even things like that, you know, when you've told someone they've got something on the way, and think if there's no one to make more,
how many factories, I mean, one company we should reach out and ask them, it's going to be really heavily affected by this, is Beauty Pie, because so much of their business comes out of Italy and Korea.
I'm seeing friends of mine who live in Italy are all saying things like, you know, let's make sure as soon as, you know, that we still support Italy because they're going to need it even more.
Because they're already one of the worst hit countries, second worst hit, right, after China
now. Like they're going to need so much
Much beauty comes out of Italy across Europe that I think people don't always know about. Italy, Switzerland, Korea, China, these are where the big labs are. And they are places that have already been really badly hit. Yeah. So it is going to have an impact. We might not see it for another 6 months or
But it's starting already elsewhere.
I think holiday is going to be a real problem.
Definitely.
It'll be really interesting to see what comes out over holidays this year as to how much gets pulled back. Katie Daly said, what is a product that you want but you haven't found yet?
Oh, that's, you guys are on fire.
I know. Fire.
Fire. Fire. well, it's technically like an accessory. Does that count?
Yep, I'll take it.
So we all know I love my travel mall, my little do-and-go kit bag. I want one on four wheels. It's amazing. And I did, funny enough, see a makeup artist in a Facebook group. He's like working on a prototype. But it's going to be like $450 and it didn't look how I wanted it to look. I feel like I want it to look really bougie, but I want like the most perfect. I think I've seen like what Jen Atkins has done with, it wasn't Eastpak, was it? Who was it she did it with?
Is it Away?
Calpak. No, it was with Calpak. I currently use Away suitcase, and I also have like the Amazon travel malls, and I love those, but they've never been made, I think, to like last a test of time. Yeah. So,
well, of course not, because I want you to buy another one.
Well, this is it. But I think in the name of sustainability and, you know, efficacy and things, you know, just being great at what they do, I would love that, which is a really boring answer.
Seems
but
fair.
That's what doesn't exist for me right now. Makeup, if it doesn't exist, I can mix it.
Yeah.
I do believe that, you know, there is things where on the moment I'll be like, oh, this needs to be like this, but then sometimes it's in the works and then it comes in the next few months or whatever. And I think the industry is evolving so quickly that it's, you know, something can be there like the next day.
Yeah,
totally. You need.
Laura Lou says, if you could bring one product back from your teenage years, what would it be? I love this question.
It's a good question. There's a lot of things going around through my head right now. I mean, Impulse flies into, but doesn't that still exist?
What's it? Impulse. Yeah, Impulse. I think
just for like shits and giggles and like, you
it's
know,
all nostalgia, isn't it?
Yeah, nostalgia. Yeah. Bit natural collection.
It's got to be. I had a coral shimmer lipstick.
Yeah.
Natural collection that I lived and died
by. I'm trying to think of what was really big in the, I mean, 17 still exists in England.
Does it? Or is it,
or does it
now?
Not? Is it gone?
I think 17 might have gone.
Oh, sad times.
Yeah.
Is Soap and Glory still exist?
Yes.
Yes. Which I know is a Marcia.
Marcia Kilgore creation, but now owned by Boots.
Yes.
All right, Dave. We had a little stopping from
Cheeky. He's gone to see the Cadbury's cream eggs are still there.
Stop him, bad. It's not going to stop him. Mine are usually Boots ones. When I think about it, the one thing I had that I treasured above all else because I thought it made me a total badass was, I think we talked about this on the very first episode, was like a red natural collection lip balm.
The cranberry one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing.
And they made it in the cranberry and the sugar plum.
And the sugar plum made you look like you got lip liner with concealer on.
Yes.
But pink.
And I bought that first because I thought
it was grey.
Yeah, it was like grey with shimmer in it. And I was like, oh, that's more like...
Like it's not makeup, it's lip balm.
Yeah, I don't wear colour because I'm young. So I'm like, that'll be what I'll wear. But then I was brave and got the cranberry and I loved it.
Oh, I know what I would say, actually.
Endlessly.
Change my mind.
What?
Ruby and Millie.
Yes.
I'd pay good money for that to come back.
The cheek
brushes
glosses.
Were amazing. Cheek glosses. Oh, everything was good.
So ahead of its time.
And my face.
Yeah. Oh,
I would have liked that.
My face was so great.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, I want that. I can still smell that cranberry lip gloss.
I can. And the sugar plum one.
I can smell them. Like I can feel them in my hand.
Yeah,
and they were pointed. Like when they came in a point. Like where
I
they
can't remember.
Flat.
I thought they were flat. I thought mine were flat.
They were pointed. I feel like they were molded into like a bit of a pointy shape because it made me feel like I was doing real lipstick.
Actual lipstick, yeah.
But I loved that lip balm so much.
Oh, sad times.
So much, yeah.
Good question, though.
Good question. I think that's all we're going to have time for right this very second. We'll try and answer any other questions that pop up in the group.
Yes.
On the group.
On the group.
But thank you so much, which means...
Highlight of the week.
That was a beautiful version.
Yeah, I thought we were doing a cappella then a little
bit.
Yeah,
it was nice, wasn't it? Highlight of the week. I like it. It's got to mix it up for a while.
Got to mix it up. Freestyle.
What is your highlight of the week? Or do you want me to tell you?
You
mine,
tell me yours first because I can't.
Any preparation?
Yeah, I'm like, ooh.
Mine's
if you've got one, you
left field.
Go on, I like a left field.
I've got two, but they're the same thing. It's toothpaste. I've got two toothpastes.
No, it's never.
It totally is. It is though. It is.
Did not see that coming, Lindsay.
One is these ones I haven't opened. You can see that, but I've got some more at home. It's a Hello Products anti-plaque whitening toothpaste tablets that come in a little tin. Yeah.
Really?
So it's like, I'm not going to open it right now because I've only got one hand and it is securely fastened.
Yeah, don't let the corona in.
Don't let the corona in the toothpaste tin. So they're tablets and you put it in your gob, obviously, and chew it, and then it turns into like a regular toothpaste, and then you just brush it.
Oh my gosh, how interesting! So like instead a Tic Tac that emulsifies.
Yeah, instead of having the plastic of a tube, it's just like you get a little tin. It makes this sound.
Oh, that's quite fun.
So
when
it's
you
a
travel.
Bit like having a macarena.
A macarena.
Maraca. A maraca. It's like having a maraca.
Macarena.
Macarena. In your bathroom, so you can.
Wow.
You can keep the beat while you're cleaning your teeth. I really love them. And they're so good for tour.
For
so
tour.
Good for travel. Because they don't have to go
God
in your
love
liquids.
The tour.
And they're just super fun. And I like them. And they're more sustainable because they're in the tin, not
we
in
love.
The tube.
We love
And then the other one is also a toothpaste. Now, I got sent this and I was a bit like, whatever. And it was like, it's embargoed. And it came in like this super ridiculous, not now, not given corona, came in this super ridiculous like acrylic box that made it look like an award type thing, and it opened
fun.
It and Jeff was like, the fuck is that?
Like, it's toothpaste.
It's fancy toothpaste. So I was a bit like, whatever, Colgate with your fancy schmancy.
Yeah, but is it fancy
under
schmancy
embargo
legit?
Toothpaste. I've used the whole tube. It's batshit crazy.
What actually makes teeth whiter?
Yes, it is the Colgate Optic White Renewal. It's only $6.99. I thought it was going to be like dead expensive because
it
came
works.
So fancy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really tell because I'm like, look at our teeth, but you don't look at them every day. They are significantly whiter.
Wow.
I cannot get my head around
that.
It. It's so good. At first, I was a little bit like, is it because it's got... I mean, it has got 3% hydrogen peroxide, so it is a bit intense. And then I was like, oh, is it harsh on my teeth? But I get quite sensitive teeth.
Yeah.
And it hasn't made them more sensitive.
Oh, that's good.
I will go through bouts of like having to use a Sensodyne or something. And it hasn't made them all... like one time when I first started using it, I hadn't rinsed it off properly and I got like white marks on my gums where it had bleached my gums.
Oh my gosh.
Which I'd gotten from strips before. I've had that from whitening strips before. So I wasn't scared. I was like, I know what this is.
Yeah.
Which means I didn't rinse it out properly.
Yeah.
But I mean, that shows you how much is in there, how much impact it's having.
Okay, needs it.
So good. I've used, and I'm like, I feel like we have toothpaste forever, but maybe Jeff's just changing the tubes. I've used this whole tube in like a month and a bit. And I use it. I only use it at night. I've not been using it in the morning. You also,
I wonder if it makes you do a better clean as well because you're thinking about it more.
It does because I'm thinking about it, and it's foamy and it's like. So it's if you're looking for a whitening toothpaste, if like I don't know if you're getting married this summer or you've got events and stuff, you just want a bit of a brighten. I mean, it's not going to change the color of your enamel, but it'll take stains off.
Yes, we like that.
You have to have realistic expectations with a whitening product.
Yes.
But I really liked it.
And then we're in America, so you get the good stuff here.
Yes. So I really had to eat my hat with the, this is silly Colgate, because this actually turns out it's really
good. Well, there you go. Sometimes we're nicely surprised.
Yeah. What about you?
Okay, well, I've had a think. And I think for me, if I think about my behaviour and what I've been doing to bring joy to my life recently, well, and always, it's my general organising into potting and decanting.
Nice.
So I have to give a shout out, really. this sounds like I'm cheating, and if we're being technical, it is.
No, because your hair doesn't have to be a thing. It can be a concept. No,
it's a concept. So within that, I would say my Z Potter, which is like a little heated convection thing that you use to like melt your glue on stuff. My Z palettes, but the extra large black ones.
Okay.
I love my eyeshadows. And then my newest discovery, which I'm obsessed with, is I think it's called Myo. It's M-Y-O, stands for make your own. Okay. These little palettes that were designed by makeup artists in Canada, and they are just like the perfect size, really nice quality. They come with a spatula, decant. You get these little like clear pots, or you can get like fit metal pans that fit in different palettes. And especially like for me, it's great to make edits for clients. But if you're someone who travels loads,
yes,
if you're going on tour,
I would like to hear about this.
If you're going on tour,
I've definitely got some decanting.
Yes,
to do.
It's so fun because I feel like what I've been doing recently is I think of my Z palettes now as like a library of makeup.
Yeah,
and not only can I do by brand, I can do by color code. It means if I'm doing a shoot where I just want to select, I don't know, three red eyeshadows, I can literally put them into then a Myo case and have a really kind of a really curated edit.
Yeah.
And it makes me work better, it makes me faster, and it's just easier. And again, I can record that for future jobs. And it sparks joy, Lindsay.
I like what I like. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's
so if we're being really honest, that's mine. That's
spark
my highlight.
Spark that joy. Oh, that makes me so happy. I want to know about these palettes.
I'll show you in a sec.
Because I've been thinking more and more lately about how I need to... My palette drawer gets cleaned out on the reg and it's already out of control.
Well, and when you start decanting into potting, what you realise is you have seven of the same skin tone shadow. You have seven of the same tan colour shadow. And it's actually good to put them all together and actually see how many duplicates you've got within your own palettes.
Because all of mine will just be silvery brown taupey shades.
Yeah, and you can be like, okay, well, that one's the best texture, that one's the best whatever.
It will
and then
be 18,000 different versions of the top two shades in a new dip palette.
Mine had a lot of browns, I'm not gonna lie. When I was very
I'd be so disappointed if you didn't.
Well, exactly. And it was tough love. It was like letting go of children, but at the same time I was like, no, look how many more eyeshadows I can get in.
Children and eyeshadows,
brown eyeshadows. But yes, they were. I'm very precious about my brown eyeshadows, as
I know.
We all know.
It's important
to you. And it's fun. Yeah. Sparks joy.
That's all that matters.
There you go.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for sending us your questions. We're also doing an Ask Us Anything special on our Patreon this month. So if you are a Patreon member and you had a question, we'll be answering that over there, which is why we didn't answer it here. That makes sense, I hope. I would imagine. But yeah, thank you so much. I hope you are all having a lovely, safe hand washing clean time.
Yes.
You know what's a safe activity to do right now? Join our Facebook group.
That's very safe.
Go to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. Click on the top pinned post. It's the Beauty Lovers group. And come and talk about makeup and washing your hands.
Yeah.
And not touching your face.
Yeah.
And keep your brushes clean.
Yeah. Wash your brushes, guys.
Wash your brushes.
Can I just say as well, you should be washing your hands and washing your brushes even when there's not corona. So
this is true.
I do worry sometimes how we've got very into like, let's suddenly be clean. I'm like, dudes.
It did really concern me when I went to the supermarket and there was no cleaning products. And I'm like, are people like
never
not
cleaning?
Them?
Yeah.
Are you not cleaning your houses?
Yeah.
You've I'm just a scruffy thought, bitch, but I've
the
got
time.
The product.
Same. I'm in my pajamas right now, but I clean and I wash my hands
all the time.
It's not a lot.
I'm touching my face right this
Watch
second.
The Mariah Carey meme on Instagram.
Yes, it's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
Just wash your hands. Join the Facebook group. We're on Instagram. Pop over to Instagram. Say hi. We'll be doing stuff. But yeah, and if you feel so inclined, you could leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Oh yes,
we love that.
We love that.
We love that. Or leave us 1 star because you hate our American accents. You can do that as well. Oh, I feel mean calling people out, but then I'm like, that person didn't feel bad about calling us idiots and morons on Apple Podcasts for 1 star.
Did she call us idiots and morons?
She called us morons.
Did she?
Something like that.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
I only glimpsed it for a moment, then screen grabbed it, sent it to you with the words lol. So apologies to that person.
You can't take anything too seriously in this life, guys. You've got to have a laugh.
If you didn't want to be called out for leaving us a 1-star review that calls us morons, then you just shouldn't have done it.
No.
Because she knew we were going to see it.
But more that she said she loved it, which is why she loves the podcast still.
I'm ecstatic that she loves the podcast.
Yeah, she probably won't anymore.
Right, well. But for everyone who loves the podcast and tolerates our accents, we appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Sometimes
we just got to get through life and you got to have a lol.
Yeah, we're gathered here today to get through this crazy
thing
called life.
Yeah.
Forget the C word. Yeah, forget the C word.
Be safe.
At least the
play
new
with
one.
Makeup.
Wash your hands.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
That's Jerry's final thought. It's wash your hands.
Wash your fucking hands. Scruffy bastards. I'm just like, part of me is really glad that my nan's not around for this. She'd have been furious.
Oh my God, yeah.
My nan would literally be sat there going like, this is because people have been going out with wet hair. And I'd be like, you're right, Nana.
Put a damn scarf on.
They're going out in January without a scarf on with wet bloody hair. No wonder everybody's got coronavirus. That's what my nan would have to say.
Yeah.
We've gone mad, so I'm going to stop. We'll be back 2 weeks.
Very soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.